Thank you so much, Joe. I'll take it from here. Hi, how are we doing today?
Oh, good, are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Aubrey Browning. I am one of the pricing directors here at Local Splash. I know you were just talking with Joe, my mapping coordinator. He does do a decent job of going over the basics of the program, but I did want to go a little more in depth as to exactly how we're able to help your business here, okay? Did you have any questions about how the program works, besides from pricing, before we jump in here?
Let's see. I was just finding out more about what you guys are, what are the real services that you provide for like a small business wise.
Yes, sir.
How effective is it for like somebody who has just started? You know, like every business has a step, you know, you go through baby steps and stuff. So for me, I'm not even yet a baby, I would say. Still in the womb.
Okay.
So I'm not like a business, let's say big business already. I'm still small, just started this year, and I'm working by myself, and also I'm still working with my company that I work for and do this on the side. But I've started a business just, you know, you have 3 kids and stuff, you want to do some side jobs. That's
right.
Doing stuff.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Okay. Are you planning on flying solo?
What is that?
Are you planning on flying solo in the future?
Yeah, that's the plan, but you know, like I said, you can't just fly around without stepping into the water and testing it and seeing how the field is without, you know, you don't want to step in fire and then you get burnt, you know.
Absolutely. Okay.
So
it sounds like we want to take, I don't want to say baby steps, but it sounds like we want to start small, right? We want to work on building the brand, building that visibility, drawing in your own leads that you can handle when you're, you know, taking on your work here. So we're shying away from taking on big leaps, right? You don't want to jump in with a splash, right?
No, because I can't. If I was being by myself, like I know, I would go into something like that. I mean, like if I was full time by myself. But right now, I'm just like doing it on the side, yeah. And like I said, trying to see what works best.
Okay.
And not just throw, like my only problem is throwing money on advertising and listing and stuff. And then at the end of the road, you're not like gaining anything. It's like you're wasting the money because you can't do all the jobs that you get.
Right.
That would not be good on my end. You know?
Just
like being
100%.
A little bit smart with everything. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to think about it, especially when it comes to online marketing, right? Because there's 300,000 companies out there that claim they can do SEO. Oh, we can build you your website. They all claim this, right? And what you end up with is a contract. You can't get out of this contract. Something's going wrong, and you have to get something done, and they can't do it. And so when it comes to Local Splash, which is our company here, we've been specializing for the last 20 years consistently in first page placement. What this means is we don't want to stop what you have going on here. I see you have like a Home Advisor account. I'm not sure if you're using like the lead service or is this like more for their advertising?
It's for the I have leads mostly, like, but I'm going to talk to them so I can stop their leads because I don't have the time the way they do their leads.
Exactly.
They're supposed to, like, they send you a message or this comes to some, like, leads, and then you're supposed to call them there and then. And sometimes I'm working. I can't call somebody when I'm doing my company job and say, oh, I need to talk to this customer, like, in the middle of somebody else's job, which is not mine. So It's not working well. I got some few jobs from there, which was great. The clients there are like legit. If you talk to them and you get the job, you get paid well. But like I don't, the only challenge is I don't have the time to contact them right away when like the way they want it to be done.
Exactly.
So right now I'm just using Thumbtack. At least Thumbtack I know like I can set my maps and stuff and like and just get maybe one big job or two big jobs and I close it and then go on and do that job and then after on do like that. And they're not very expensive as Andrew. But tell me what you have there.
Boring
you with my thoughts.
No, it's not boring. It actually helps me know exactly where to go with your business that's going to be most beneficial for you. So I do appreciate that. So in terms of what we do here is we do what's called a local optimization setup for your Google business profile. So what that entails is listing your business not just on Google. We're putting you on the first page of Google, that local map section that you see on the right, and you'll see about three or four businesses there listed on the left. We get you incorporated into that page, and we maintain that first page placement. The great thing about this service is that we don't share any of your positioning, right? Once we do lock you in, we close off the electrical category entirely for your area. So what this allows for you is not only the freedom to cherry pick your actual jobs, but this also allows you to bring in organic leads that are exclusive for you. Not only that, nobody else in the electrical industry in your area can call Local Splash and take first page positioning, right? That's a conflict of interest. So what we do here is we work to make sure your business gets where it needs to be. And we have a variety of services for that, from Google Guarantee to Google Ads, and of course, what we're talking about now. It does seem like we want to make sure, just based off of the ranking I'm seeing here, your Google profiles recently opened. I'm seeing that here. I do see, you know, a couple of areas where your profile here definitely needs some optimization. Your ranking, it's back in the 2021 page area, right? And that's not your fault. What we do is we make sure that we put that ranking into that first page, but we also do submit you into the top five directories. So not just Google. We also run a dedicated Facebook ad campaign for you. We create the Apple Maps section and the Advanced Yelp. Those two go hand in hand. We create the Bing Local so people can still book business with you even if they don't use Google. And we get you exposure that covers mobile devices and create that initial content. So when it comes to your keywords, an example of this, if you type in SEO Fountain Valley, right, that's a keyword and a location, you're going to see Local Splash pop up on the first page, right? It's the same system we use. Correct. Yep, you put SEO and then you put Fountain Valley. That's where our headquarters is located. So once you do that, you're going to get a list of businesses. You're going to see the little local map. And you're going to see a couple of businesses on the side there. Local Splash is going to be right there on that first page. We are always going to be on that first page because we use the same system for our company that we utilize for all of our clients. So when we say we're programming that first page and maintaining that first page placement, this is what we mean. We also streamline your Google footprint into one place. So when a customer, for example, happens to get your number and they type it in on Google, they're not going to get MapQuest and a random Facebook and a couple of Amazon pages. That's what pops up now, right? Something about investment division, steakhouses, wellness company. These pop up when your number is put into Google and you hit enter. And then you have your Google business profile on the side here. What we do is make sure that even if just your number, just one of your keywords, just one of the area keys are put into that search, your business pops up right there on that first page. They see your Facebook.
So does this work yep. like with, mm-hmm. just like when somebody searches or like because I, or like, I mean with the voice memos or like when you say a word, does that work together with that or is it only the typing? Because I know that, like, some others would do, like, with the Apple Voice or whatever they call it, when you search by saying, is that the same thing or that's a different one?
So, like, the Apple Voice search, that is part of Apple Maps.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, when it comes to, you know, your website, for example, I am on your website at the moment, and it does look fantastic. Did you design this website on your own, or did you have somebody design this for you?
Which one? The one for Jobber?
Is it Jobber? Yes. So
I'm using the one for Jobber. I created everything there, but like I use the AI photos and stuff on there. Most of it. I haven't made like my official website yet, but that is what I have. I have my, how do you call it, my domain, but I haven't really created my own website to start using it, but I got it already. So
okay.
I'm working on that, like to have my own website, but you know, like I said, small business, you're limited by money still. You don't want to spend so much on website and you're just, if
exactly.
You have to reduce your access. So.
Yeah, and websites can be hefty when it comes to expenses. But the reason I was asking is because what we can do for you here is we can design you a web page, your own domain and everything. If you already have your domain, what our web design team does for you is they create a full professional business website for you. There is no additional cost for that. I'll go over that in a minute for you here. Now, when it comes to your domain, there is no local /.com/my, you know, Nairo Electric. That's not how this works. Your website, your domain would indeed be nairoelectric.com.net.services. It all depends on how you want that top level domain to be named. Now, when I'm looking at your website here, in comparison to your home advisor listing, so on your home advisor listing, they have the services you offer as simply electrical. And it says A to Z, right?
Yeah.
This right here, this alone, the way they have your services listed on Home Advisor right now, that is partially a large portion of why your leads aren't coming in the way they should. But aside from that, this is why it's difficult for anybody who's looking for keywords in your area to find your business. On top of it being Angie.com, top 10 best electrical in the area, they don't have your actual keywords listed properly. On your website, you have residential wiring, outlet repair, surge protection, smoke detector installation, right? These are keywords. These are how people are supposed to be able to find your business. They can't do that with just electrical A to Z, right? So what we do here is we break down the keywords for you, right? We'd go based off of what I am seeing here on your website, but we'd also add in any other types of subservices that you have offer as well. Once we do that, we optimize all of those keywords individually for three things: your location targeting, your smart targeting, and your language targeting. You're looking at 2,500 searches just done in the last 30 days for some of these services here. We don't expect anybody to take on all of those, but I know you can capitalize on a percentage of those, correct?
Yeah, I guess, sure.
Well, if, you know, be confident, you know, be honest. You can capitalize on at least 1% of 2,300 requests done for your work, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. These are all organic. The people that are calling your phone to ask for your work are a living, breathing human being who's listening to that dial tone and waiting for you to pick up on the other side so they can start discussing business with you. We don't do the text message thing where you see a text message and you have to follow up on it because the text message itself is the lead you just paid for. That's not how Google works. We bring you directly to the source. So that even comes down to how we do specific location targeting for you and throughout your peak hours of business. But this is how 90% of business in any given area has been capitalized on. It's all through keywords, right down to your Facebook advertising campaign. right? If somebody so much as talks about needing any of your kind of work, even so much as says outlet, they get your business on their Facebook page. They can click the call, click to message immediately, or go directly to your website. Everything here is month to month. There's no contract here. We earn your business because we want to show you a system that works. So it's all flat rate, okay? You're only looking at $299 a month. The program does have a one-time setup fee. It's just $99. So your only initial investment, your only upfront cost is just $398. Then it's just $299 month to month. That sounds fair enough, right?
Sounds fair if you're doing work, you know. Maybe you don't think you're not yet, then it doesn't sound bad.
Exactly, exactly. Well, the best way for us to show you that you finally found, you're finally talking to a person you can trust with your business, right? That would be me. That would be Local Splash. There's a reason we're the leading SEO company in the industry. And we take pride in that, right? So just to give you a little bit of a timeline to what to expect here, okay? Within your first 3 days, right, the moment we get you signed on, first thing that happens is we close off the electrical category. Then we set you what's called a client interview. It's about 45 minutes, right? We want to do your content editing, your quality control. We want to make sure all of your keywords are in a line and are correct. We want to make sure business information that will be projected is 100% accurate. Within your first week, your directory submissions are done, right? So your advanced listing, your Apple Maps section, your Bing Local, these are all finished. By the end of your second week, around day 12, day 13, website is complete. All of our domains are Google compliant, and they do have their own automatic SEO settings, okay? That'll be done and live, and your Facebook advertising campaign will be out as well. By your 45th day, you're seeing your rank appear on that first page. After that, it's constant maintenance of that first page placement, okay?
So how long does it take? What, 8 days or 50 days? What's the rank?
A minimum of 45 days. Yes, sir. We want it done right.
45 days. I mean, so can I, do you like, is it possible to start without like paying, or I can pay like, do you have to pay all full, or you can pay half something and then later on add some, like something like that? Because like, I don't know you guys very well, and I've not talked to anybody from there. So, like I told you, I'm a small business, so growing like 300 almost, like just like that, it's just, it might be too much for me at the beginning, just like that.
Okay,
so
what's your
mode of payment and stuff?
I can understand the monetary frugality, right? We do want to work with the right people. Right? It takes maybe 3 minutes to look at what our entire business is about. You can see when we got started. You can see how long we've been in business. You can see how long we've been a Google partner. Right? If you go on our bird's eye, you can see all the reviews there. You can see our case studies, which is where you'll see that we are, in fact, the leading SEO company in the industry. We're easily verifiable because we're transparent. Right? There are certain companies you'll go to look up their business and you can't find a Google profile for them because they're under a different name, right? Local Splash doesn't do that. There's a reason we've been a Google partner for 20 years. One of our largest clients, called Extra Space Storage, they joined us in 2008. Their annual revenue from 2000 to 2008 was roughly $220 million annually. The moment they joined in 2008, and you can verify this very easily, their revenue is now consistently, since 2010, $3.2 billion annually, right? That's well over a 200% return on investment. This is what we specialize in. right? Our legitimacy isn't in question. We're a legitimate company. We're easily verifiable, right? It comes down to who to trust in the industry of marketing. And I understand that. Your first 30 days here with me are risk-free. I'm telling you that right now on a recorded line. Your first 30 days with me here at Local Splash are risk-free. Okay? To full transparency, I'm not promising you you're going to see 200% return on investment in 30 days. No marketing can do that for you. That's not what I'm saying. What I want you to do is I want you to see our program working for you. I want you to see the directory submissions go live. I want you to see your website become active with those SEO settings, that Google compliance, right? I want you to see your dashboard actively showing your analytics. And then, of course, I want you to see once you hit that first page. Right now, it's all about building the brand. That's what I want to help you do right now. In order for me to do that, I need you to meet me halfway. Just give me 1% of your trust. Me personally, the guy talking to you right now, my name is Aubrey Browning. My business, my company can earn the other 99%. Fair enough?
Yeah, that sounds good. So do I have to do it now, or I have to think about it and see, and then because I have to, right now I'm working. And I can't do everything right now for me to do, like commit straight away. I have your number. I can save this number here. And then whenever I'm available, possibly we can enroll, because right now, like you say, the amount I'm going to pay is $99, right?
No. The $99 is your one-time setup fee. Okay. Then you have the $299, which is your month to month. So your upfront cost is $398. So it's $299 plus one time setup fee of $99.
Can I just do the setup and then the rest of them, when you do everything, and then I can pay the other one later?
Imagine if a business was able to do that, right? I can waive the setup fee.
I told you, I don't want to like commit, like, I mean, waste all your time and then like, probably work and stuff. I have a friend of mine who is doing business and he knows all those things and stuff like that. I can actually even talk to him to do it, because he has done it for his business, and he just wanted me to get ready and talk to him, and he can do it as well and show me how to do it. He does it by himself, and he's still number one on the listing around his community and stuff like that.
Nice, kudos.
I can't do that. I can, but also I like. Sorry, excuse me. I like supporting businesses as well, but if it is at my cost, that is too much for my little business, and, you know, it becomes a little bit tricky. And, like, I don't know how to do it, like, right now. Because if you could give, I don't know why, like, for us as we do business, if somebody says, oh, I can't do this today, you just say, okay, it's fine, let's share it another time, and when you're ready, we can talk about it. But I don't know why you marketing people don't really do that.
Well, it comes down to what type of marketing we're talking about, right? If we're talking about a directory submission, so like Thumbtack, like Angie, like House, like Nextdoor, these are directories, right? They're not SEO companies. They're not necessarily lead companies either. They're called directories. So they have open availability for whoever wants to sign on. They'll take anybody, because either way, they're going to drop a lead in front of 20 people. All 20 people are going to pay for that same lead, right? So Angie's going to make money either way. They're able to take anybody and everybody. When it comes to online marketing, specifically search engine optimization for Google, the reason Google has limited positions is because they want your businesses to maximize your return on investment. So that's not like we're going to take, you know, your business, Jim Jones Electric, that's 2 seconds up the street, Billy down the road, who also does a little electric and gets you all into the first case position. That's not beneficial for your business, and it's actually a conflict of interest. It's just local splash going against local splash, right? So when it comes to securing Google listings, this is what separates real marketing from simple directory ads, right? We don't work with your competitors. That's the same for your competitors. If one of them, I get on the line with one of them this very next call, and he's like, I see the value, I love it, let's do it, sign me up, it's closed off, right? So in a month or 2 weeks, right, when we're pushing this out so we can, you know, quote, think about it for 14 days, somebody else is likely already going to take that position. And I've had this conversation way too many times where the person calls me, my office phone, and tells me they're ready. My business is in a perfect position. That 3 months went by. Let's do it. And I have to tell them we can't. The position is closed. Billy Bob, the electrical man, already signed on and we have him onboarded. That's why when it comes to online marketing, it's a little different with availability than something like Angie. You can call Angie in a year and they'll still have a position open. You can call them in 2 weeks, they'll have a position open. You can call them whenever, they'll have something open. This is different. The reason our clients see 200% minimum return on investment across the board is because we create that exclusivity for you. This is Google's rule. We can't break those. Where the reason we're a Google partner is because they hand-select their partners to provide these services. We have to follow those laws. Make sense? Hello? Hello? All right. I'm not really hearing a response here. Not sure if maybe the audio cut. Oh, there we are. Sorry about that. I thought I lost you there. I'm not sure if our connection cut. I'm not sure if you were able to hear me.
I did not hear you. I don't know what happened.
Gotcha. Okay. So pretty much what I was saying was in a nutshell, right? I don't want to talk your ear off here. The main difference here between directories and SEO marketing is an availability, right? Angie will have a spot whenever, however. Thumbtack will have a spot whenever, however, right? House, Nextdoor, Thumbtack, they will forever have infinite positions open. When it comes to SEO agencies that are partnered with Google, it is Google themselves, Google.com, that sets the rules for how we help small and medium businesses. That comes down to only being able to work with one person per industry, per area, right? So when it comes to online marketing, specifically SEO, the reason we want you guys to take advantage of securing your position is because, for one, we're reducing the rate for you. If you go on our localsplash.com pricing page, what I'm offering you for $2.99 a month right now is generally $5.99 a month starting, and the setup fee is $2.99. I'm offering that same service for $2.99 a month and a one-time $99 setup fee because you're a small business, and I want to help you get where you need to be. That's why your first 30 days are risk-free. If you're not seeing any kind of progress, right? If you don't see a Facebook page go up, if you're not seeing your website go up, I put the money back in your pocket. Worst case scenario right now. Yeah, Beth?
I mean, how... So, what would be the criteria for billing? Because if you're saying you can refund me if nothing happens, like, well, how do you do your billing first?
Absolutely. So our billing is... Right, we get the billing information, so address, all that good stuff. We put in a card on file, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, whatever is comfortable for you. Okay. we go ahead and process, and we get you started. All you have to do, and we go over this in length with you. Nothing here is just putting in a name, putting in an address, throwing in your card number, and then you're not going to hear from us, right? There are steps. There's a process here. Just like I said earlier, your client interview. This is where you go through your content editing and quality control. You meet your Meta team and your Google team. These are the two teams that are going to be dedicated to your listing. They go over everything with you step by step, making sure everything is as smooth as possible. No hang-ups, no rejections, no suspensions. Okay? In that, let's say in 23 days, you're not seeing, your website's not up there. You don't see directory submissions. You're not seeing your Facebook ad campaign. If in that amount of time, you're not seeing something happen, you simply call our 877 number. It's the same as our headquarters number. It's the same as the number that you would call to reach my office with my extension, right? You would call us. You let us know, all right, this isn't working out the way I thought it would. Can we go ahead and just do away with it? I immediately begin processing that, and I put that back in your pocket. But the main case here is that your first 30 days are risk-free. All I'm asking you to do is meet me halfway here. That's it.
I don't understand the reason why I like sometimes when you're doing something in a small scale and you're like, oh, I'm just going to put this thing up here and then nobody's going to disturb you and you find a thousand of people calling you about whatever they call it.
That's the cost of being
in business. I have heard almost, like I said, a thousand of calls about the same thing. And I don't know why it's like very, very, I know it's important, but like it feels like it's way beyond what I expected. That's one thing that I realized. It's like, why don't you just start your business and do that? Like you find somebody does something and now everybody's on there. Oh, we can do this for you. Like, I didn't even ask you to do that for me. If I wanted, I would tell you, but like.
You would think so, right?
I mean, that's why I should work, but like,
There's a lot of businesses out there that have no idea that they needed marketing until they got it. And I'm talking like older folks, like the ones that used to use like yellow pages, like the ones that, oh, I'm good knocking door to door until they start seeing those returns. It all comes down to
I am good in technology and stuff like that. I understand and I know the value of advertising and stuff like that. All like what you're saying, I can do it myself if I want to. Only that because I don't have the time for it.
Exactly.
I like dedicating stuff and things like that, even if I'm still by myself. If I don't worry about that, and somebody does it for me, it's well and good for that to be done. So one question before we move forward, which I don't know what my wife would think about this, but she always said, you don't need anything like advertising yet. You're still a small business, so I don't know what I'm going to do. If I am to sign up with you guys, she's going to be so mad at me today. Because
well, man, think of it like this. It's either we spend 15 minutes with the right person and you wow your wife when these returns start coming in, or we tread water, right, and possibly end up with a very bad company that is not going to do anything but leave a bad taste in your mouth. Right? I have a wife. I talk to her about certain things. Yes, she gets mad at me when I make certain decisions, so I know your position when it comes to happy wife, happy life. At the same time, if there's something that's going to benefit my family as the head of my family, I'm going to do it. And I'll deal with the repercussions later. Because I know that what's going to come out of what I just decided is going to be beneficial for this family, especially if it's my business, right? Your wife is the neck, but you're the head. We got to make a decision here, right? I'm not trying to be pushy on you. I just want you to understand that this is a legitimate leading company that wants to offer you this position. If we want to secure it, let's make a move. Any questions, concerns? We can answer that. I'm fully here for you.
So is this your company or who's the owner of the company? Like, is it yours or like you work there?
So I'm one of the directors. Yeah, my boss is our CEO, David Rodecker.
Okay. Okay. You said you're in what? In Pennsylvania? Not Pennsylvania. In California?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm all the way in
California.
Okay. I mean... Okay, so what else do you want me to know before we move forward? What's the worst thing I can expect? What's the best thing I can expect? And if this doesn't go well, and stuff like that, what should I expect? Let me check.
Absolutely.
You said you're on Google. You're on Google as well. What's the name? Splash what? Splash
Local. Local Splash.
Okay, so why is the name for Local Splash?
Yeah, so it's literally just that. So LOCAL space splash, Local Splash.
Okay. Let me see here.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You said you were BBS, we're in BBB also.
We are on the BBB as well, absolutely. We have an A-plus rating. Yes, sir.
Looks like you have been having some bad reviews somewhere also. What happened?
We have had 8 total negative reviews in the last 3 years. If we go over those reviews, right, promoted my business, critical details, you can see the response there. You're going to see a lot of people in here that said, oh, these guys won't stop calling me. You'll see we've put the phone record in there. We only called them once. You have some people in here that say we took down their listing, got rid of their domain, et cetera, et cetera. It's all about what we respond, because we keep track of everything for you guys. Everything. Remember when I went over that timeline, when I was telling you about 45 days for that ranking to begin to appear? You're going to see in our BBB, this is why I love when people want to look at our reviews. You're going to see in our BBB, there are people that are like, oh, they didn't give me anything. I didn't see any results. I didn't get any calls come in. And when you see the report that we do put right there on the BBB for them and for you, although we do hide sensitive information, you're going to see they gave us like 10 days. 10 days. 15 days. And then canceled. Within your first 2 weeks, the only thing that's going to be active is going to be your Facebook ad campaign, which happens within 14 days, and your website is going to be live. Your Bing Local is going to be made. Your Yelp and your Apple Maps are going to be done. This is why when people... Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Fully transparent here. We have nothing to hide.
That's how business people talk. You know, I'm a businessman myself. you're talking to a business person, so nobody wants to say, oh, I'm a terrible business person. I can do this for you, and you promise 1,000 birds, and then you end up with just one bird in your hand, you know.
Exactly, exactly. No business will be 100% perfect. There will always be somebody who's simply not happy.
Yeah, I guess so. About it. So, one question before, I should have been done putting this light in. Now I can't even put the light because I'm talking to you.
That's how you know it's an important topic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm bored anyway. I'm just here by myself. So.
Oh, okay. Makes it a little more freeing for you.
Okay, so I mean, okay, I need one more detail. So all the from Google, when I opened my my profile, they wanted me to do advertising, and they said I can, I think for the advertising, I get like 500 baht, something like that. That's what they told me. So when I do that, I mean, are you? Because that's what they told me. I haven't done it yet.
Just really quick, when they say that, when you say you want them, they wanted you to do their advertising. Do you mean pay per click?
Let me see. They said I can do pay for it's just general Google advertising for the business, like the way you guys like have like sponsors and stuff. You know, when you're on top like that. Is that the same thing or that's different?
Yeah, so yeah, that's Google Ads. That's their pay per click. That's why I wanted to make sure we got that that verbiage clarified. Those are two different services. So first page placement,
two different
Google
ones?
Ads. Yeah, so you have first page placement, Google Ads, and Google Guaranteed. Those are three different services.
So what are you guys providing?
So we're providing the first page placement. We do have Google Ads and we do have Google Guaranteed, but the reason we're discussing first page placement is because you mentioned at the beginning, we're trying to take baby steps, right? We want to see that there's a system that works before you jump full splash, right? If we want to know what the cost per lead, things like that for Google Guaranteed is for your business, I'm happy to go into that conversation. I guarantee you it'll take another 20 or so minutes. But personally, I want you to be able to take those baby steps before you even think about those.
The Google Ads and stuff, I mean, if you guys, for this, let me just give hypothetical, like, if you guys seem to say that you can do the listing and I can be first on there, that is through your... how do you call it? Listing and stuff. SEO.
SEO, correct.
So if you guys are doing that, and I also enroll for advertising with Google, what's going to be the implication of those two working together?
So they wouldn't necessarily be working together. You'd just kind of be double paying. And on the flip side of that, you're going to be maintaining your own Google Ads outreach, which means there's not going to be like a cap on your spend. You're going to have to make sure you optimize keywords properly because Google Ads is very specific. There's a lot of power behind Google Ads, but you have to make sure it's set up properly. It's not about throwing keywords in there, putting in your zip code, and then, you know, activating that Google Ad account. Because what will happen is, and what has happened is, people are going to start calling from far reaches that there's no way you service out there. You're in Miami, you're getting calls from Chicago, right? Because the radius isn't set. There's keywords that are open when it comes to the range that they reach. So now you have clicks from everywhere, calls from everywhere. That adds up very quickly and very heavily. So when we run Google Ads, for example, we first of all cap off your ad spend at a minimum, right? Once you reach that minimum, you're not going to overspend any more beyond those clicks unless you personally add more spend, right? So, for example, let's say $300. That's what our minimal ad spend is for Google Ads when we add that to your package. So, let's say, for example, You have 300 in ad spend. You see, you just, you're right outside your local area, right? Let's say 60 miles outside of your radius. You begin getting the clicks, right? Traffic is being drawn to your website. People are starting to call in. Once you hit that maximum, which is your, that $300, right? That's your top amount. Your clicks campaign will stop. That doesn't mean you're going to hear a snap and your whole ad campaign vanishes. What happens is once that ad spend is hit until you reactivate, it just slowly, and I mean slowly, begins unlearning your patterns. Once you put the ad spend back in, it relearns the patterns for your algorithm, and it continues the outreach. But it gives you control. But that's where a lot of people tend to get messed up when it comes to Google Ads, when you run it yourself. There's no way to, you know, make sure that your ad spend is capped, right? You have no idea the control of your clicks coming in. Then you have the optimization aspect of it. Are all of your keywords for the same area, for the correct area? Is the smart targeting active, et cetera, et cetera? So that's where the Google Ads comes into play.
It can be done as well because, like I said, my friend...
Right, it's not possible. Yeah, it's not impossible. There's just a lot of man hours that go into it for constant upkeep.
Yeah, I think if you have the right keywords, like you were saying, and then trying to manage most of the things that are supposed to be managed.
Exactly.
It's doable. But for that, you're not paying for marketing and other stuff. You're just paying for the straight through Google, and it's a lot cheaper than going through the marketing, like you're saying, 300, because if you spend 300 and you're getting leads that is being paid as well, I mean, you're still paying the company as well, and you're paying for the leads, so you're paying like twice the amount, you know.
Well, no, because so for Google. So Google Ads isn't part of like the pay per lead kind of situation. You don't pay for the people that call you through Google Ads. You're only paying per click. So it's like when somebody finds your listing and they click on it, it's anywhere between, depending on the type of work, it's like $5 to $15 per click. So when somebody clicks on it, that's when the spend comes. When they're calling you and you're like going over or setting an appointment, things like that, that's not like you paid to have that conversation or anything like that. But yeah, that's why I wasn't necessarily suggesting Google Ads for your business. Google Guaranteed, if anything, when you decide that you want to take on a secondary service, is more beneficial and more cost effective than Google Ads for electrical.
So what entails that then for the Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, absolutely. So Google Guaranteed.
How many years have you been? Because I know you have to be in business for a while for you to get Google Guaranteed, right?
Not particularly. So you have to not be a certain amount of time in business. You have to be a certain size of business for Google to personally provide LSA for you. So let's say, for example, you're pulling $1 million a year, for example. You have two or three locations. That's when Google contacts you directly in order to provide that service. For the small and medium businesses, they have their partners provide that for you. So that's where we come into play. Because what we do here is we make sure that the leads are localized versus corporate, because they extend well beyond small and medium business range in most cases. We tighten that up for you, and then we provide you with the high intent quality leads that come off of Google. That's also directly with the source. So they don't send you, like, your clients from Google Guaranteed don't send you text messages. They're calling you directly, just like they are off your local listing. The difference is these are Google's screened high-intent clientele. So there's an application they go through, how much they're trying to spend, what kind of service they're looking for. Google screens that and puts that into your lead count. So that person calls you up. They're listening to what your estimate is, what your price is, right? You make an appointment, you'll get the work done. A qualified lead is just that. Quote, estimate, or appointment to go get that work done. That's the only time you're charged for a lead off of Google Guaranteed. So you don't get charged just because a text message came in, like, you know, Angie and, you know, those other services out there.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But again, we do want to start with just building your brand. You don't want to jump in too heavily, right? The upfront cost, just to go ahead and give that to you, is $549 for Google Guaranteed. That's your $299 month to month that we're discussing now. And a one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed of $250. $549. After that, we have your monthly budget. Your monthly budget, once we get your background check approval from Google, which takes about 4 to 8 weeks, we put in your minimum budget. Your minimum budget's a rollover budget.
That's for what? That's for Google Guaranteed? Yeah.
That's for Google Guaranteed. Yes, sir. So if you were to, let's say, you know, get active, let's say today everything got started. Google Guaranteed is ready by some miracle today, and everything is active. Background check came back instantly. What we would do is set your minimum monthly budget. This is a rollover budget that goes for your leads instead of charging from your bank account or from a debit card or from a credit card or anything like that. And these are monthly charged. So, for example, just to make sure we have the right area for you, what is your center zip code, like the absolute center of operations?
I'm at 15330. That's where my home is.
What's the zip code?
Yeah, 15330.
You said 16330?
15330.
15330. Gotcha. Okay, and then we're looking at electrical here. Okay. Oh, and Google Guaranteed actually only opened up in your zone only a few months ago. How about that? So in terms of the minimum budget, what you'd be looking at here is $365, right? $1 for each day of the year. But your minimum budget would be $365. That is for 13 qualified leads from Google Guaranteed at no more than $28 per lead. This is all based on the size and scope of the job. You are never going to get a call off of Google Guaranteed for somebody having you come out to do a $40 job, and that's a $28 lead. That is not how these work. In terms of the rollover, that $365 for your minimum budget is not part of your upfront cost. This only gets put in once we've called you for your Google Guaranteed approval. That means your background check is clean, license check is clean, insurance check is clean. That's when we put in the $365. Let's say you only use one lead, right, for whatever reason. You just want to test the system, you just want to convert one, whatever the case may be. You're going to have about $330-some-odd left in your minimum budget. That amount is going to roll into your next month. It's already going to be waiting there for you. You're not paying that. Only thing you're going to pay is $28 for that one lead you took for the month. Your minimum budget's refilled. You continue taking leads. Make sense?
Yeah, I think that's everything. It's just money, 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 money. You can't do anything for free.
It's investment. It's investment. It's all based on the name of giving you those returns, my man. It just all comes down to how big you're trying to play.
I know. I understand that, but it's like you can't even do stuff. I mean, you can't even, you could, but like you can't do everything without spending money, I would say. I mean, our goal is to get more, get people so you can get work done and not to get money. But like, if your whole cost, like that's the only reason why I'm saying this is because, like I told you, I'm by myself and I'm alone. And like, if I have to start running cost of 300 something a month for this, 300 something a month for this, I don't think it doesn't make sense for me to have all those costs monthly running if I'm not even getting, not that I can get that money in a day, the 300 something in a day if I go do your job. But like, your running cost alone would be so much money for in a month, just like a one-person business. I don't know if you understand that.
Oh, yeah. I work with a bunch of solos. Like,
so it would be like, that's why I sign up for, you say, like 500 something right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that means with the Google Guaranteed and the one we're going to do for the listing as well,
mm-hmm.
how much would that be in a month for both?
Yeah, so it's always going to still be $299 a month, right? The only thing that changed here is your upfront cost. But it's always still going to be $299 a month. With your
Guaranteed one?
Yeah, the only thing now that you're adding there is your minimum budget. And that's not put in until we called you that your Google Guaranteed approved. And that's just $365.
Okay, so if I'm not approved, first of all, before I even try to do that, is it advisable as for you as a marketeer or whatever you call yourself, I don't know, marketing company, is it a good thing to try that now since I'm just by myself, or do I just go with the first one and then see later on if the business begins to grow up, then I can do the Google Guaranteed? What would be your advice on that case if you were the one in my position?
So in
not
my
looking at money. Don't tell me because you.
I'm not even looking at money right now. I haven't been looking at money the whole time we've been talking. The only reason dollar amounts come up is because you got to know the price. Right now, it's about how we can help you. Okay. In my 15 years of SEO marketing experience, it comes down to two things: where you want to begin and where you want to end. Right? If we want to start with just building the brand, start small, work our way up for later, okay, I can respect that. Let's just do first page placement. If you're looking to take control, if you're looking to bring in returns without having to sit around, without having to deal with this Angie nonsense, right, we go Google Guaranteed. But either way you choose, you're getting these returns whether you want to or not. Those returns are coming in. And that's because our system is based around making that happen. My honest opinion, Google Guaranteed is the best thing to start out with as a new business and as an established business. When you're in the middle area, you already have brand recognition. So now it's time to run those Google ad campaigns. For a business in your position, Google Guaranteed allows you two things. You have first page placement, and you have leads that come in at a 92% conversion rate. We've already confirmed only a couple of jobs pay for the entire system. That's what I'm looking to provide for you.
You're killing your birds with the same thought, I guess.
I'm okay putting one bird in the cage and killing it later. But it all comes down to where we want to start, right?
Okay, I don't know why I said that, but now you're using it against me. Oh, my God. Huh. Okay. Business. I don't understand you at all. Okay. Yeah, I'm listening. What else? Before we can come in.
All right. Excellent. I mean, did you have any more, concerns? Any questions? I mean, it seems like, you've been on the phone with me for pushing up on an hour now. I can clearly tell the system, is holding interest, but we have to, which side are we going with? Are we going with $299 first page placement, or are we taking the leap for Google Guaranteed?
So when you get the Google Guaranteed, I don't have to pay for the other one, right? Because it's the same thing.
Both work together. Yeah, both work together.
You said they both work together?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So you can have one without the other.
But it sounds like it's the same thing, though, right?
No. So Google Guaranteed is a different section than the local map. So real quick for me, go ahead and type in electrical in my – well, it would be near me for you. Go ahead and type in electrical near me on Google. You're going to see – excuse me. Oh, my goodness. You're going to see three listings, right? Three different sections there. The very first thing that's going to pop up for you, I mean the absolute first thing you're going to see with the star count and everything, that's Google Guaranteed. If you click on one of those, you're going to see the green check mark, right? You're going to see another green check mark on their Google profile, and it says Google gets it done right or Google pays you back. This is Google Guaranteed. This listing is here for the sole purpose of once that person is screened, they get presented with that call now number, and they call you directly. That's Google Guaranteed. If you scroll down just a little bit, you're going to come across a little map, little local map on the right with a couple of businesses on the left. That's first page. So what you're going to see with Google Guaranteed is you're going to see yourself on the first page in the local map area, and you're going to see that listing with the green check mark, Google verified, license, insurance, background check at the top. It's a synergistic effect. You want your high-intent clientele coming from your Google Guaranteed. These are for your premium jobs. And then you have your local area, people who, you know, maybe want to flex a price, right? They want to discuss possible payment options, or they want somebody who's cheaper than Bill up the street, right? That's your local listings area. Then you have your Google Guaranteed. Yes, sir.
Because right now when I look at when I search electrician near me, I'm working somewhere else, so I don't think it's getting where I am for. I'm just not having, it's on my outside or something.
It's going to show you. So it's going to show you from the center of where you're at, like where you're sitting currently. It's going to put it out from right there. So if you put near me, it's just going to go from where you're sitting and outwards. So you're going to see different people. I didn't realize you were away from home. I'm sorry about that.
No, like I told you, I'm hanging lights and stuff. I'm doing rewire in the house, and you're taking all my time. And I'm talking. Should have been done by now. Good thing.
So are you familiar with Blanton's Electric for air pro heating and air?
What?
Are you familiar with Blanton's? Blanton's Electric. Have you heard of these guys?
That is in which area?
In the 15330 area?
No. Let me see if I can change my location. Probably. Here. No, you can change it, right? Let's see. I can find it. What's the name of the company you do?
Our company?
No, the one you were saying.
Oh, Blanton's Electric? It's like Blanton's?
Never heard of them, actually. No, I've not heard of them.
Okay, how about Huffy Services? Are you familiar with them? Or McIntyre Electric?
Well, I had a few of those. I mean,
Max Electric, perhaps? So Huffy Services, McIntyre Electric, Max Electric, and Rice Electric, these are currently the locals in your area that are on first page. So they're in the local map area.
Max Electric, I see it here, but it's...
And then you have in the Google Guaranteed area, which is the very first, it says sponsored, the very first section. You'll see, like, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Gillis Services, Bring the Light LLC, Waldron Electric. These guys are currently in Google Guaranteed. So these particular companies, these three that I just listed, they're right now bringing in those qualified leads directly from Google. So if you click on Gillis Services, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, if you click on their Google profile from Google Guaranteed there, You're going to see their entire Google profile here. Green check mark, open 24 hours, all that good stuff. But you're going to see that green check mark that says Google guaranteed, get it done right or Google pays you back. Then you'll see right under that, past license check, past background check, has business insurance, right? So this is what Google is trusting you with their high intent clientele. That's why they back all of them. Everybody that calls your phone from Google Guaranteed is back with $2,000 of insurance against your work. It's a win-win in all directions of that service.
I know. The only thing is, I have insurance for the business. I wanted to change it, so the only downside might be if I want to do that, I'll have to change my insurance because the one I use for registering, it's good, but like it's not. Haven't really talked to them even physically. I got them online and stuff. They're good, but I like, what can I say? I got a local person that I wanted to start using instead of using somebody who is far away that I don't even know. So I don't know if that might impact the service about the guarantee because I might have to wait to get a new insurance before doing that, right?
Not at all. So the great thing about working with a Google partner who has their own department at Google and is also 7.5 hours away from their headquarters is that we communicate everything directly with Google. I'm telling you, it's a win-win no matter what issue or concern you might think will stop you. Our company handles everything. All of it.
I mean,
even right down to your license. Let's say you decide to go into a different electrical type of work that requires a different license. We don't cut down your listing. We simply communicate directly with Google, even getting you, Google, and ourselves on a three-way call and getting that switched over on the spot. There is nothing that our company does here that will be unable to help you with changes, promotional things that you may have going on, or your listing. This is what we do.
Yeah. That's sure. I mean, let's see. What did I put here? I can't find it now. Here? Sorry. Just looking for something. I don't know where I put it.
Yeah, take your time. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
So what's the total money I'm going to pay today? Okay.
If we're doing first page, just $398. If we're doing Google Guaranteed, it's
$549. Wow. That's a lot of money.
It's a good investment.
I mean, it's a good investment if you know that it's going to work. How about we do just the listing now? Because I'm not sure if they're going to do my guarantee because my business has not been long yet. I just started the profile like 1 month ago, I think. So
okay.
I don't
gotcha.
Think they will approve me for Google guarantee even to be honest.
Well,
do they have a duration? Because I don't know if they have a duration where you're supposed to be on for them to approve
well,
you. Or something
well, once we verify the Google profile, right, and we get that programmed, that automatically opens your door for Google Guaranteed. We're working on both of them at the exact same time. So if one can't start without the other, one gets worked on and fixed, and then the other gets implanted as well, but they all get done at the same time.
What do you mean? Like,
Yeah, so you were mentioning, you know, the Google guaranteed in terms of, like, time frame there. It's all getting done. Like, your creation of your Google profile is your first step to accessing Google guaranteed, right? So we're going to make sure that that is in 100% order before your Google guaranteed, right, becomes live. So your background check, license check, insurance check, those all go out the very second we get you signed on, and we get that application sent out for you. That all happens in the same exact day. When you get to your client interview, when you go over your content editing, quality control, they want to make sure that the background check application is filled out flawlessly. We send that in. So we're with you every single step of the way that comes down to your leading up to your Google guaranteed. We do not mess up when it comes to getting these things active. It's all streamlined.
So the million-dollar question is, so once you guys set up all these things for me, do I own that, or you guys, I will have to keep paying you for the rest of my life for you guys?
I love that question. You are a smart man. Yes, you own it. If you leave Local Splash, you still have full possession of your GBP. We do remove ourselves as administrators. Your Google guaranteed, you can decide to take that as well. You'd be responsible, of course, for the programming, the keyword optimization, all of that, right? So you don't have an agency behind you. Your website, we do allow you to take that with you. If we build you a website, I mean, we do allow you to take that with you for two options. You could either have us maintain the Google compliance, SEO, automatic settings, all of that good stuff for $49 a month, or you can take the entire domain for just a one-time payment of $99. And you could pay
that.
But
the domain is already, like for me, I already have a domain. So
I don't mean the one that you have right here on your website. This belongs to you entirely. There's nothing we're going to be doing with this.
What I'm meaning is, like, you guys, you said you can make a website for me, but using my domain. I told you I have a domain near electric.com. I bought it from GoDaddy.
Yeah, that's what I was leading into there.
I just haven't set it up yet on my website. I was going to talk to somebody who can help me do that. My wife is a graphic designer, so she can design for me everything that goes on the website if I want to.
Perfect.
Only that I haven't really taken time to, like, do it.
So the answer to that question, because you own your domain, there's nothing to pay when you leave us. It's just your domain. Take it with you. That's it. I was just saying, if we built the domain, like if we purchased the domain and we made the content, things like that, that's when the offboarding comes into play. But you own your domain. The only thing we would be doing is assisting you in the content creation, SEO settings, Google compliance, etc. But even if you were to leave Local Splash, your domain still belongs to you. Yes, sir.
Wow, it's really sick. Wow. Sun is going for up. It's just very difficult to decide on things. So, your proposal was like we do the Google listing first and then do the guaranteed after seeing how much you guys have done, right?
Correct. If that's the pathway that's more comfortable for you, let's do the first page first. We can build everything else later.
My only concern is if they denied, it would be very difficult for me again to try. You know, with Google, sometimes you try one thing one time and then they just like, I don't know if it happens to you guys, but like sometimes once you mess up one thing, now they don't trust you.
Well, that's why we have to remember your first 30 days is risk free. That's the big thing here. I know you're afraid of wasting money. Your first 30 days, there's nothing about wasting money here. Worst case scenario, it's back in your pocket. Best case scenario, you have finally met with the right person to handle your marketing, and you will never need to pick up another marketing firm ever again. There's no negative here. So far.
No what? Said there's no what?
Said there's no negative here so far. Your literal worst case scenario is you have $549 back in your pocket. Your best case scenario is you finally hit your stride, you found a marketing company you could finally trust, and you will never need another marketing firm ever again.
Yeah, I guess that's about right. Maybe you guys are the right people, I guess. Ask you claim, because it's still a claim. I haven't proved yet.
hey, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to prove it to you.
I'm from Uganda. I'm from Africa. We believe in seeing things work, and then we now know that, oh, this thing works, you know. I don't know if you, not until then, but you just like taking risks and stuff like that. I mean, you can't do without taking risks in any business. You have to take those risks, right?
Absolutely. We got to learn to scrape a couple of knees before we learn how to move properly. We've all done it.
It's just so alarming for me to pay $500 right now to you without really knowing you guys very well, just from listening to you talking. It's still like I'm throwing money away.
This is how miracles are made. This is how that happens. When you finally take that step, and it turns out to be exactly what you were looking for, that's how
it
happens.
If it doesn't, then what would happen?
If it doesn't work out, the $549 is back in your pocket. Again, you're only the worst case scenario, and it's not even a negative really, but your only absolute worst outcome of beginning this process is that you will have your $549 put back in your pocket. Your best case scenario?
$549?
Yeah. So you have the upfront cost, it's $549. Remember, $299 and $250. $549.
And then I still have to... How long does that take for me to start paying the monthly rate?
For you mean like for your minimum budget, or do you mean for the SEO, the first page?
Yeah, because you said the upfront one is 500 something. So how long does that take for me to start paying like the other monthly thing? As you said, it's like 190 something or 200 something. I don't know what was it, 199.
No, there might be some confusion there. So let's break it down just really quick, just to make sure all of the numbers are in order. $299, that's the first page placement. That's what we're discussing when it comes to, you know, getting the local map and all of that good stuff. Google Guaranteed, the application fee, one time only, is $250. That's what equals the upfront cost of $549. Your minimum budget, that $365 for your minimum budget for leads, this isn't a part of the upfront cost. You're not thinking about this until we called you that your license, insurance, and background check have come back clean. Then we put your $365.
I'm going to pay like $290, if I'm going to wait for the the Google Guarantee stuff.
Correct. So it's $299 and then one-time setup fee. of just 99. So it's 399.
You said you already waived that.
Well, yeah, I'm
I thought you said you were waiving that.
Give me a second. So it's 398, and then it's just month to month. Because you are, you know, thinking of a more streamlined way of doing Google Guaranteed, I can waive that 99. So you're getting in the door at 299. That is your only upfront cost. Then, when you're ready for Google Guaranteed, correct. And then when you're ready for Google Guaranteed, we put in your 250. Bam, we get your background check, license check, insurance check. We call you that it's clear. You put in your minimum budget. It's all streamlined. But for now, at this particular moment, the only thing you're thinking about is $299. That's your only upfront cost right now. That's your only cost month to month right now. That's it.
So if I pay that, how are you going to now get my details and everything? Do you have to make another call another day, or what's the next step after paying?
Yeah, no, sir. Before I even ever touch billing, I go through each part of your business information, right? How you put LLC, the preferred number you want clients calling through, the business address, all of that good stuff. Then we get the name, first name, last name, a good email, because this is where you're welcome to Local Splash, an initial invoice are sent. Then we go into billing. We create your security question. We go ahead and get the billing information in. I go over a voice verification. That's just outlining our service agreement between you and Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. After that, we set your client interview. Once you're done with your client interview, you're fully onboarded. If you have time to do the client interview today, we can set it for today, but mostly people don't have a whole lot of time throughout the end of the day. So we can set that today, tomorrow, whatever's more comfortable for you when it comes to your client interview.
What's the client interview for?
So the client interview is for your content editing and your quality control. So we do want you to meet your Google team, your Meta team. They're going to go over each and every piece of your keywords for optimization. They're going to go through the exact radius and zip codes, counties that you want in that radius for first page. And then, of course, they want to make sure everything that has to do with your domain coming over and all of that is in order. That's your client interview. So it's about 45 minutes long.
Okay. That's a long one.
This call was a lot longer than that client interview.
I'm sorry for wasting your time. I mean, not like wasting it, but like, I am so skeptical in doing stuff that I don't know. because like sometimes it's just, I like to understand things really, really well before I go into it. And being that it's, you know, this world is full of scammers and stuff like that, you don't want to take a chance. And you're building something that you like, and then all of a sudden you find that it's not yours. So, like, somebody might have taken advantage and doing everything with it.
And exactly.
You find that it's a big loss for your site, you know.
And, absolutely.
I can take 1,000 years to understand something, which doesn't bother me at all, as long as I know it's going to help me understand. And even if I make the decision, I know the risk of things. I'm a big risk taker, and. But I don't want to take a risk that can ruin my, I can't start business anytime. Even if this one disappears, I feel like I can restart a different one. It will just ruin my reputation, but it won't kill me. You know, the good thing is the knowledge is in me. That's what I always keep reminding myself. I paid for this. I went to school for it, and I have all the skills and everything is with me. So even if you take something out of me, as long as you don't kill me, I will still find a way to
absolutely.
So,
and then I'm seeing here that there there's no address on your Google business profile here. I'm assuming that's a home office.
Yeah, I just posted it my house.
Okay. Perfect. So we're still gonna maintain.
I can turn my phone, but like I know like the on Angie and sometimes I just have it there. But on Google I decided just to close it. So I mean not that people will never find, they will still find, but since I don't have a working office yet, I decided just to close it for now.
Gotcha. Okay.
Would that affect my listing?
Not at all. So, I mean, we will be putting in a physical address here for your account, like what we're setting up right now. But for your Google profile, it's still going to remain hidden. So it's still going to look exactly the same where you're not seeing your address or anything. But for your account, right, what we're filling in the information for right now, we need a physical address. If it's an office, we can put that live. If it's a home address, we always hide those.
Yeah, it's my home. So. Like I said, I'm a small business guy, so it's not like a big business, yeah. That's why even paying the $300 you're asking for is just so much for me now in this time. But I don't know. We might leave alone the $500 you were talking about. I would have paid the $500 if I had. If I, known better that something like this, but I was thinking of it, but I wasn't yet ready for it. You know, you have things in your mind that you want to do, but like you're not ready to do it yet. So.
All right. Perfect. And then what is the business address?
108 Dyer Strong Drive. D-Y-E-R-S, and then Stone, like this, you know, Stone, like Stone, and Price, I think, yeah.
D-Y-E-R-S,
Dyer Stone.
Dyer,
you can put it up
on the
Home Advisor, yeah. You can see on the Home Advisor, the email should be there, the thing should be there.
Okay, and then that's 84 Pennsylvania, 15330. Okay. And then we have the nyeroelectric.jobbersite.com for the business website. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have for now.
Perfect. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Francis, FRNCIS.
Okay, perfect. FRNCIS. And last name?
Yeah, that's Nayero. Nayero.
All right, perfect. And then what's a good business email? This is where, again, your welcome to Local Splash and initial invoice are sent.
You can use NyeroElectric at gmail.com. That's what I use mostly for business.
All right. You said NyeroElectric at gmail, correct?
Yeah, at gmail.com. That's what I use. And I haven't set up the one for the... I should do it, actually. I just don't have to... Have to find. If you guys can channel that and I can use it for the business, it's fine. But if you can't, then I have to find...
So you haven't created like an info at NyeroElectric.com kind of email yet?
No, I actually created it on GoDaddy, but I just haven't really looked into how to use it. I think I have like Nyero, at NyeroElectric or something like that for my email. But I haven't really set up to use it. I don't know how to use it yet. I'm just going to learn about it yet. I don't know exactly how to use it. But I have it.
Okay. But it is there. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. I think if I thought my only thing is I thought if I have the website, maybe that's when you can use it. But I've come to realize you can actually use it without the website as well. But I haven't really focused on it yet.
Okay.
But right now, just
using
like pick up email, that's
fine. Okay. And that's a valid email. Perfect. The next thing we want to do is create your security question. So this is for two reasons. If you happen to lose your password for your dashboard and you need to reset it, we have a security question for you. But also, with increased visibility, you're naturally going to get calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. So we do create the security question, and we do have you save our headquarters number in your contacts so you know all communications are from us, okay?
Okay. I mean, why would people call me?
So third-party vendors, right? So they might think you don't have a specific service that we provide, so they're going to call. Sometimes people go, hey, I'm agent blah, blah, blah from Local Splash. You simply ask for your security question. Plain and simple.
Okay.
They'll ask the security question. You give the answer. Simple as that. All right. You have three to choose from. You can use your first pet's name. You can use city you were born in, or you can use mother's maiden name.
Yeah, I think I can use my mom's name, which would be difficult for anybody. Even
all right. All right, perfect. I'm going to need you to spell it for me slowly.
It's A-L-A-N. A-L-A-N-Y-O.
Okay, A-L-A-M-Y-O. Okay,
N, letter N, not M, but N.
Okay, so let's roll it back here really quick.
A.
Okay, so A.
Letter A, and then L, another A, and then letter N, Y-O.
Gotcha, so N is in Nancy, or Nero.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so this will always be lowercase, okay? If you have to reset your password or anything like that, it'll be A-L-A-N-Y-O, all lowercase for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then all of the billing information, that's all the same for the address, 108 Dyer Stone Drive, 84, Pennsylvania, 15330.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then is it going to be MasterCard, Visa?
I use this credit card, this one. So, credit card. Visa.
Visa. Gotcha. All right. And I am ready when you are.
Hey, I don't have my pen on me, actually. I have to go to my car. Got my wallet. I'm cutting my head like I'm going somewhere else in there. Can I pay cash?
Or can you pay cash? That is highly insecure.
Why? I get paid with cash every day, almost, I would say, with my business.
I mean, that'd be as easy as let's say you send in $2.99, right, in mail or rebate. I could easily go, he only sent in $2.25. We're gonna need an extra. You know what I mean? Very insecure.
Why? I don't think it is though.
You know, would hand somebody my blank check before I handed them cash to do something for me.
Imagine you're in Uganda where you don't have credit card. What would you have done?
Really? So there's no not credit system, like point of sale, electronic, like debit card, credit card over there?
They do. They do have it now, but those days, they never, everything is paid cash. Like, if you don't have money, you don't buy anything. That's the mentality that people have. So, like, here, people just spend money that they don't have, so, which is very dangerous, in my case. I like to spend something that I have, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, even right now, if imagine I don't have the 200 asking for right now, like in cash, I would not even try to talk to you to buy anything because I know I don't have the money.
You'd be surprised how many people do that. They'll spend a solid hour and a half wasting everybody's time and not have any marketing money. It's crazy.
Yeah, sometimes you're not prepared for it. Like, you guys just call him instead of, like, at least maybe finding out or texting him. It's not like everything should be finished in one call. I feel like you guys do a lot. You want to finish everything in one call.
And
that's
all
one feedback I can give you.
We do back you up with that as well. It's not like it goes into the void, you know. We do back you with various guarantees and, you know, the risk-free and things like that. So it's not like you're just throwing it into the wind.
Yeah. That's fine. You get something here, then I will.
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
A bad day now.
No.
I don't master my things on my head like the way other people do. It's a lot of numbers.
Oh, I get that. I don't even have an actual like folding wallet. All of my cards are free. My credentials, my ID, they're just out and about. I keep everything on my phone.
Yeah, I have it on the Google thing. Maybe I can just pay from there. Right? Can you send me an invoice I pay?
We used to do that. We did. The reason we stopped doing that is because invoices ended up becoming a detriment on our end. So people would have us fill out an invoice, for example. It would naturally go through instantly because the system does suspect there's money there. And it turns out there's insufficient funds, it causes a problem with the account, we have to call, people don't answer, it's a problem.
I mean, after you accept working with them, or like what?
We don't stop working with them. We just have to get in contact before we continue the service. What we don't do is if we're not able to get in contact with one of our clients, we're not just going to charge another month and just hope for the best. It will pause your service. That means you're not going to be charged, but also at the same time, the programming is going to stop until we can get in contact and figure out what the issue is.
Okay.
that's kind of running a business, is to have some losses. If you don't have losses, you don't learn. Yep.
I think this is the second time you guys have called me. I don't know if you, know, unless you say there are people who use your name, but I had a guy who called me one time that he worked with you guys.
Per se.
Yep.
So I'm only showing we've called you, you know, today, right, earlier, about 1:46. I said, I'm showing that we called you today, because of course you did speak with my mapping coordinator before you spoke to me. But so far, I mean, there are a couple, I think there are a couple of businesses out there that have like Splash in their name, but it's not like local Splash. It's like Digi Splash and various other type of names. But so far, from what I'm seeing, we've only spoken with you today.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a guy who wanted to even schedule a Google talk with me, like a meeting, like a Zoom meeting. They said it's for local Splash.
Interesting. We do offer, you know, Google Meets. I'm not saying we don't have Google Meet situations. But just as far as I'm seeing here, the first person to call you, at least under my jurisdiction, was my mapping coordinator that you just got done speaking with.
When was that? That was like last week. Can you see last week if somebody called me?
Last week.
I think it was when was it? I think it was Thursday or Friday, where they wanted to talk to me on Saturday. But I wasn't
even. And they called the same 8772 number? Like the one we're talking on right now?
No, they didn't. Which one did you say? No, not this one. They called my other business number.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm not seeing it here. This is the only number for this is the 8772 number. So likely the last time we weren't able to either finish the conversation with you, go through everything, or set a follow-up, we made sure that your sensitive information was no longer in the system. So that's why we have this number and this account, and it shows me we only showed you one time or called you one time.
I have a number that I use through Grasshopper. They have like extended number on there. That's the one that you're calling.
Gotcha.
I think it was 1 week ago or something. But it kind of sounded like he's not. The way you were saying he was gonna give me a discount or something for the staff for like, I think 219 or 199, something like that. I don't know if he's from you guys or he's like an Indian guy. I forget his name.
I mean, that does fit into our promotional pricing, right? The $299, because like we were talking about earlier, if you go on localsplash.com, it's usually, you know what I mean, the platinum package we're talking about here, the ideal, is that one that usually goes for $599 with the one-time setup fee of $299. So that's still within our $299 reduced pricing. So you might have actually spoken with us.
Yeah. Maybe, I guess. Okay. So what are details were you meaning? You want from me?
The Visa card number is what we're waiting on.
Okay. Is that the only thing left?
I'm sorry.
I say, is that the only thing left?
So we have to do the processing. I do want to, before I process the payment, I want to go through our voice verification. So that's the added layer of protection and our service agreement. Then we set your client interview. Once that's done, you're going to receive 3 emails. So one will be your welcome to Local Splash. That'll just have your username, and your temporary password for your dashboard. You're going to receive a second email. It'll say initial invoice. That'll be your terms and conditions. So the only thing in there will be like a little blue click here link. You'll make sure everything looks good, spellings, right? Billing info, make sure the name of the business is properly spelled and allocated. You're going to click the three check boxes, sign and date, and submit. You're going to get a third email that says action needed for Google verification. It's just pictures, so an invoice, proof of insurance, proof of license, Google guaranteed application, which you don't need to worry about. We're not doing Google guaranteed right now. And, you know, pictures of like, you know, office building, equipment, things like that. So those are the three emails you're going to see very first and foremost, right after we sent your client interview.
Okay. You'll have to go by that and then check all this before I move forward.
So I would say if you wanted to wait until your client interview to sign the terms and conditions, you can. Okay. But we do want to have those, usually we do want to have those signed before your client interview. Because in your notes, there is a question segment there if the terms and conditions were signed. So it all comes down to, you know.
I didn't hear the terms and conditions. What are they?
Yeah, so you receive the initial invoice. Once we process the payment, it sends it directly to your email, and we go over it step by step right here before I hang up with you. We go over each piece to make sure it looks absolutely correct. Okay? We make sure name is spelled correctly. Business is spelled correctly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Can you talk about it before the payment, or if not, you can't?
I'm not sure how you mean.
I mean, like, talk about the terms and conditions before you pay.
Yeah, so, I mean, the terms and conditions just goes over everything we discussed today, right? It gives you your timeline breakdown. It breaks down exactly what the service is going to be, so I'll go over that. That is your directory submissions, so your Google submissions, Facebook ad campaign, advanced Yelp listing, Apple Maps listing, Bing local, initial content, website optimization, okay, Google business profile verifications. It goes through all of that, exactly everything we went
okay,
over today. Mm-hmm.
So the website that you're going to build, would I have access to it?
Absolutely.
Like, how would I, like, do you send me the link, or how do I manage, like, the account that you're creating, the old account that you're creating, how would I have access to it?
That's the same way you have access to it now. There's nothing there in terms of how you access your stuff is changing. None of that is changing. So we're not limiting your access. We're not lowering your access. All of what you have in control right now remains in that control. Yes, sir.
Okay, I mean with my Google profile or with what? What are you meaning with?
Correct, all of it. Okay. Everything that's in your position right now, your domain, if you own it, yes, that's yours.
Uh-huh.
Your Google business profile, you created that. That's yours.
Uh-huh.
No access for you is being taken or changed. You still have 100% master access to all of your information and your listing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's going to be added on there now is you have a dashboard to see all of your analytics. So you'll be able to see how many clicks, right? The search, that location the search was performed, tracking and recording new phone calls, right? That's the addition, added benefit that you'll have on top of that.
But I do have that. I can check my analytics. I even checked it yesterday, I think. Is that different? Because I can, like even right now, if I go on there, I can see my analytics and stuff, like many people may check actually.
Right. Only difference you're going to see in your local Splash dashboard is our marketing analytics that are working for you. So when you're looking at like your base Google business profile, the analytics you're currently seeing, those are all off of what you currently have. Your local Splash dashboard will show analytics for the new clients and things that are coming in for you. That's where it starts. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, So that would show like what you guys are doing for the company. That's what I can see. You mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Sorry for taking all this long, but I just want to understand.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're 100% transparent here. I'm here to answer any questions.
Excuse me. The guy in this room. I guess I need to send more reviews to get. I've worked with people, but I haven't sent reviews to them. I mean, the link to the reviews, yes, so I can get more reviews. Okay, so let's see here. Just to be clear before I read my number, let me put it down here. So my first payment is $299 or $199?
$299.
What's the discount then? Since I'm the first person, still the first client.
Yep. So remember, the going rate for this exact package is $599 a month, $299 setup fee. I have waived your setup fee, and it is $299 instead of $599. This is the promotion. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see. Actually, sometimes my car doesn't misbehave. Let me see if I still have some things on that here. This last time I did this, it didn't accept. Excuse me.
You are very well excused.
My internet not working. Okay. So we're paying $299. How about the Google guarantee? Is how much?
The Google guarantee application. So the Google guaranteed application fee is just $250 when you're ready to take that on.
Okay, $250, you can pay that later, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, $250 plus $299, that is $499, $500 something, yes.
Yep, $549.
And that's the involved application and stuff. Can I do that application by myself?
So we do want to take you through it. So when you sign up with Google Guaranteed, I do send you over the application and all of that good stuff. So you can fill it out on your own. The only reason I say to wait until you get to your client interview, which we will set a secondary one when you do the Google Guaranteed part, is because we want to make sure we go through each part of it with you so that there's no hang-ups. Nothing is going to stop that listing. That's why I tell you to wait until your client interview for those. Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, let's just do the regular one, and then for the listing, and then when I do the interview and stuff, and find out exactly what it's all about and stuff like that, then I can sign up for the Google Guaranteed. Probably. My goal is now, even if I have it there running, I don't have to put money on there to run it every month, right? Can I just open it and let it stay there? Whenever I'm ready, I can pay money to have it on running.
Oh, do you mean your Google Guaranteed?
Yeah.
So you mean like, can you pause Google Guaranteed? Is that what you mean? That's why I make sure I'm
clear.
Yeah,
I mean, like, if I say, like, I've started it now, and I don't Google guarantee it, like, it's not advertising, right?
Well, it actually is. It's so the advertising part of Google Guaranteed is a side effect of having Google Guaranteed, if that makes sense. So your listing goes up.
What do you mean?
It's Google Verified, right? It shows all of your clients and customers you're Google Verified. So it is a second listing, right? So it technically is an advertising, but it's not like Google Ads, for example. So both of them are, in fact, advertising, but they're advertising on two different levels, if that makes sense.
So you only have Google Guarantee with, so the only difference is just the bug, the green tick that you have there in your Google Guarantee. But if you don't, then they have like the regular sponsored stuff for advertising, right?
So the regular
Google,
sponsored.
When you go to Google.
Yeah.
You know, like
yes,
when
sir.
You. Yeah. So that's the regular sponsor. That's when you can advertise there. So is that, I mean, the regular sponsor, is that the one you're doing, or you just doing, when it comes, what does it mean by listing, actually? I don't know the difference now. I'm confused.
Yeah, so the regular sponsor is Google Ads. That's pay-per-click.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then you have the one on the top, very top, is Google Guaranteed. The local map section, with the three or four businesses on the side of the map there, that's the first page listing. So that's what we're talking about right now.
Okay, so we are talking about just listing means you are seen on Google, but even if you're not top or whatever, but you're there on Google, or what?
So you're on the first page. So in that section where it says businesses, and then you see a little map. It's like a little, it's like a 3x3 inch map on the side there. Then you're going to see next to that very map, you're going to see a couple of businesses. That's the first page. That's Google's local SEO. That's what that is. Right above that map is the regular sponsored section. There's nothing extra. It just says sponsored in the business name. That's Google Ads, pay-per-click. Above that normal sponsored section is the glamorous sponsored section. It says sponsored. You see all the brilliant reviews, the green check mark, all that good stuff. That's Google Guaranteed.
Okay. So when this is really ridiculous. So you have to pay for all the three services?
That depends on what kind of marketing you're looking to do. You don't have to take on all three services if you don't want to. You only take what you need that's beneficial for your business, right?
Okay.
So that'd be organic calls coming in from the local list, the qualified leads coming in from Google Guaranteed, and if you're looking to reach far, like way outside of your regular service area, or you have a specific niche type of market, like epoxy, that's when you use Google Ads. Or if you're just a big player and you're just trying to take over every corner of the market, you take on all three. We have packages for that. Right now, we're only focused on first page placement.
Oh my goodness, this is so ridiculous. A lot of things to unpack that you don't even understand. We just pay your money and you go. Wasting time. I've already wasted your time anyway. Find my card. Where did I put my card again? In my wallet. Oh man. Huh. I had my wallet right here. I got it from the car and I have been out of there. Oh.
Okay.
So the number is let's do the listing for now. I will see how it works, and then
okay.
have that meeting with you. The other thing, do you guys do Saturdays for meeting?
He said, do we do surveys?
No, Saturdays for meetings.
Oh, Saturdays. No, we are closed
yeah.
company-wide on weekends.
So everything has to be done in the weekday.
Correct. I mean, like, so for example, if you don't have, because I know a lot of people do get busy during the end of the week. So let's say you don't have 45 minutes to do your client interview today or tomorrow. It is very easy to set it for Monday. It's just fall has to fall within a time where you have about 45 minutes.
Okay. I mean, I'm already here for today, so I'd rather just do it all and finish so I don't have to. Because I'm working here in this house, but I'll leave here
okay.
after some few hours. I don't think I might be making noise because I'll be working in as well. As long as we are understanding each other, right? That's all what matters. Huh?
That's all that matters, as long as we understand each other.
So the number is 4266.
Mm-hmm.
8418. Mhm. Hopefully there is money on there, but if you don't find it, then we're all screwed. 8827.
All right.
But sometimes you know they misbehave. Like whenever you're billing anything, they will either stop it. Or they will have to contact me first.
Because they don't want to. Kind of like Bank of America.
Yeah, so if they deny it, then you have to call me back. Did I say 8827?
Yes, sir.
7108. The last one.
All right. So just to make sure I've got the number correct, that's 4266-8418. 8827-7108.
Yeah.
All right. And the expiration?
I think you're correct. Yeah. 8/30.
So August 2030. And the CV?
Four five four. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So before I process that, I do want to, again, go through our voice verification with you. So this is an added form of protection, and it does outline the service agreement between us and you. I do want to make sure it's all clear, just like everything we've discussed today. So if there's a part in there that doesn't make too much sense, I will go over that. Just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sierra Electric, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
And my name is Francis Nier, and then the title is Honor.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah, I guess so. Who else is there?
All right, perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will be from our 877 number. I'll give that to you in just a moment.
Yeah, that should be fine.
All right. So please save our 877 number as local splash under your contacts. Let me know when you're ready. I'll provide that number for you.
I'm going to grab it for you. What's the number?
877-635. Yes, sir.
Can you go again? Go again?
877-635-6225. And that's also our headquarters number.
So 877-635-6225.
Correct.
That is?
And as a result, yes, sir, that's absolutely correct. Just let me know when you're ready. I don't wanna go too quickly.
What's the name? Splash what?
Local splash.
Local splash.
It's like local area and a splash of water.
Okay. All right.
All right. Perfect. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. We provide you security questions and the phone number for our headquarters for that very reason. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean?
So one thing we don't want you to do is double pay for things, right? So let's say a company calls, for example, and they're trying to offer you something you're not sure we're already offering. We just want you to let us know so we can let you know, hey, this is something we're already doing. We don't want you to double pay. Or, yes, this is something that we're not offering. If you want to take that on, feel free. Make sense?
Okay, well, what are some of those things you don't offer then? So I don't know.
Do you want me to repeat the explanation just to make sure?
Yeah, I mean, like, if just for me to understand, like, some people may say, I'm going to do this.
With
marketing, what else don't you offer? Yeah.
So that's why we want you to make sure you let us know, right? So if somebody calls, like, another SEO company, for example, and they're like, hey, we can do your optimization or what have you. Two SEO companies cannot work on one Google profile. So if somebody's offering that to you, right, we want to make sure you're not only not double paying for SEO, but we also want to make sure that you're not having two SEO companies work on one Google profile. That's all that means.
Okay.
And as part of the verification process, it is important that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which you're not worried about right now, and any other items recommended for GDP verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame may just result in delays or suspension of this account here until we get those documents. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
What are the items?
Business license, proof of insurance. Yes, sir. Let me know when you're ready. Sorry about that. All right. Are you ready?
Give me a second here.
Yep. Take your time.
So you said you need my license? I have two licenses.
So
I have one for home improvement license, which is the one for the registration. In Pennsylvania here, you have to register twice, like one for the LLC and then one for the got it, the Pennsylvania license for you to do business here. So which one do you need? You need both or what?
I would suggest bringing both. I know Commonwealth works a little differently. As you just said, you have to like apply twice for your licensing. So I would bring them both. And then proof of insurance.
For the Commonwealth one, I don't know. I have the copy of it I downloaded it, they sent it to me, but I can't like share the soft copy.
Okay, but you do have the other
stuff.
But you do have the other document, right? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I have the hard copy, unless if you want me to take the picture of that and then scan it or something. Well, I can scan it, actually, and then send that. But for the LLC, I have it on downloaded. I can send that one, the copy for that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then do you agree to submit these within 7 days? Document?
I guess I can't even go do it in the evening when I get home, if I'm not so tired.
Okay, perfect.
Or I can do it tomorrow evening.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. So that is the 2nd of October in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 2nd of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's still our 877 number. To speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Please keep in mind Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, so the $299 would be recurring monthly for the service?
Correct. On the 2nd
of
every month. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
There's no discount. I thought this was like the... Huh? I thought you said this was like first time.
I'm sorry.
I mean, earlier on, I thought you said this is like the first payment, and then the second payment is like lower a little bit for the monthly.
So remember, our going rate month to month for each and every month is $599 per month, every single month.
Yeah.
We have you at $299. The one-time setup fee is $299. I waive that entirely for you because I want you to see our system work, of course. So you are at a reduced rate all the way across the board. So it's instead of $299 this month, and then you're going to see $599 next month, it's just going to stay $299. So you'll never see an increase there.
Okay.
All right. Really quick, let me make sure I sent over your email. Give me 1 second. Okay. So the first one should have been sent over. That's your Local Splash initial invoice. While we see if that came in for you here, interestingly enough, it is 7 o'clock and I didn't even realize that. Do you have some time tomorrow, about 45 minutes, whether in the morning or in the afternoon, for your client interview?
Let's see. Tomorrow, like what time?
It depends on what time you're available. I have all day open tomorrow for it, so it's whenever you have about 45 minutes to meet with your team here.
Okay, let me see. How would you, let's say like 4. I mean, let's do 4 p.m. How about that?
4 p.m.? Absolutely.
4 p.m.? Yeah. If it is early, because I know I have a job that I'm going to do probably between morning to like 3:30 or so. So I can spare the full... Do I have to be on just on calls on it, or was it like on video or something, just on phone?
It is generally a phone call, but if you would prefer a Google Meet, we can set one of those.
A phone call would be better because I think I would. It would. For now, the first one would be make sense to do that. If I, I mean, unless you want to show me something. Yeah.
All right. That's 1 o'clock. That's 4. Give me 1 second here. Gonna make sure we get all of your invites and things over for you here. And that is 412-819-8772. You don't have like a preferred number or anything like that, correct? It's just the 8772 number?
Yeah, you can use that one. That's my personal phone number, actually. Using it for business anyway, too.
All right, perfect. So you're going to see an invite email from me here in just a second.
So I see the message, like, welcome to Splash. Like, do I have to set my username and stuff like that, or do you already have that for me?
So in that email, you should see the username there, which should be your phone number. And then the whatever temporary password they created for you there should also be in there. So that will allow you to log into your dashboard. You're not going to see anything right now. We've only got started about 30 seconds ago. But this is where all of your analytics will be, okay?
Okay. I don't see the temporary password, though.
Oh, it's not showing you a temporary password. It just shows like username. It should say like here are your credentials for your client for your client dashboard, and then you see like username, and then right under that it should have a password.
Yeah, it does have a password, but I don't know what password. Should I just put any password? Because I don't see the one.
The word. Oh yeah, no. Don't put in the word password. Just whatever. Little lowercase word or numbers that they have there for the password. I would suggest changing this to a familiar password, at your earliest convenience. A lot of people forget that these passwords that they do provide are temporary, and they end up using familiar passwords and resetting it anyway. So, when you get your opportunity, go ahead and change the password there to something more familiar. And then
the one that you're saying that is sent for temporary one, that's the one I'm not seeing. Or can I just put my own? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, weird.
I don't see the temporary one that you said is there.
Okay. Give me one moment here. Let me
see.
Unless
I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it well.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm seeing the email sent out for you here. Let me go ahead and open it for you. Make sure we sent over the bulk here. Okay. So the temporary password, just let me know when you're ready and I'll go ahead and give it to you so you can write it down. So it's fun ads. So it's all lowercase, and it's F as in Frank, U as in umbrella, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, D as in David or dog, S as in snake. So fun ads.
Okay. That's the temporary one?
That's the temporary one. Yes, sir. All right. And then for the initial invoice, just let me know when you're ready to go through that with me. We'll go through that for you.
Okay. So for the initial what? Invoicing?
Yes, it'll say initial invoice. It'll say local splash, initial invoice. Within that invoice, you'll see a little click here. It'll be blue. Go ahead and click that.
So do you want me to open that?
Yes, please. So this will be, this will take you to your terms. Yeah, this will take you to your terms and conditions. So I know you mentioned that you wanted to go over that a little earlier. So I want to make sure we make sure everything looks good for you.
Okay. Give me a second. I do that real quick. Okay. So number. Okay. Let me see on the email here. Which one should I click? Invitation from unknown sender. Who's that, Aubrey?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Is that the one you want me to click, or a different one?
So it should say, so the actual email itself should have the local splash initial invoice headline. When you open it, it'll have, it'll say, hello, and then it'll say, like, thank you for choosing local splash, and it'll say your invoice is located below this email, and then you'll see a blue click here.
Yeah.
It'll say, please click here. Okay, perfect. So this is your terms of experience, okay? I do want you to make sure name is spelled correctly, business is spelled correctly, okay? I want you to make sure that everything there looks good before you check those three boxes. Then sign and date, and you'll have to turn your phone sideways to click submit.
Okay. I don't think the rate in 1 minute. The local bundle, that is $199. I'm just looking at the... Okay. It's $299. Okay. Let's see, Facebook has it on up to 100, you guys.
Oh my goodness, excuse me.
What did you say I should do here after coming to this page? Exactly.
So you should see three checkboxes near the bottom.
Yeah.
Go ahead and check those.
Yeah.
And then you'll see two boxes that are usually orange. One's to sign name. Once the date, so go ahead and fill those in, and then it'll have a submit button there, but if you try to click it, it's not going to, like, do anything. You'll have to turn your phone sideways, and then you can click submit.
I can't even take the whole box is gray.
You have to make sure the name spelling is 100% accurate, or it won't let you submit it.
It says signed by Francis, yeah, date, time, second, 2025. That is, because I'm using the tablet, so I'm not on the
Okay. Yeah, tablets, for some reason, just give the worst feedback, and I have no idea why.
Okay, I can't click anything now here. Let's fix my phone for a moment. Let's see. Get that. Just the one that we lost. Get you right up like that. Showing the gray thing, even on the front.
Yeah, you might.
What did you say? I want to request all this. Yeah, it looks like it's all gray, like on the front too.
Yeah, if it's gray. Yeah, let me go ahead and refresh here just to make sure. Okay, so yeah, the terms and conditions didn't come over on my end here. So the tablet, you might have to, it might be easier from like a computer or your phone than it is for a tablet if you have access to those. If not, like if you're not
phone,
in front of your computer.
I have it in on the phone.
No, okay. Okay. And it let you find it on your phone?
No, it's still the same. It's showing the gray area for the tick.
It's showing the gray. And you checked the three boxes, right? You check marked those boxes?
The three boxes are all having like gray tick on in them.
Interesting. Okay. Hold on one second. Let me send you a fresh invoice. And try to open it on your phone this time instead of the cabinet, like your phone only. I'll send it to you as a text message, okay?
I mean, so this one here, does it work together with the profile? Because I already signed in for the profile. The one you said.
Oh, it did take you over. Okay. Got you. No, it just updated for me. Okay. I do have that on my end here. All right, perfect. So you should be able to sign into your dashboard there. And then we do have your client interview set as well. All right, excellent. So we do have you all set here. Again, welcome to the Local Splash family. I'm happy to see what your results look like here in the near future. Did you have any questions for me? But I still have you on the line here?
No, not today. I mean, we have the meeting tomorrow, right?
At 4 o'clock. Yes, sir. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your time today. Again, I can't wait to see your results here. You enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be in touch with you tomorrow, okay?
All right, no problem.
Excellent, Francis. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. All right.